I feel sick. All right.
I mean, come on.
Yesterday, I made a big mistake. It was a very expensive mistake for this company and one that I've never made before, and I have to make it right. So the Can't Beat Raven jackpot yesterday was $2,100.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of cash. And Teresa was the player. And if you're not familiar with Can't Beat Raven, how it works is, actually, we play it coming up next. It's pop culture trivia. You beat Raven, you win the money. And if he beats you, the jackpot just keeps growing by another $100 every day. So the game was tied at 3, and this was the last question. And number 5, Barbara Streisand's new memoir is 970 pages. She famously played Fanny Brice in what drama musical?
Funny Lady.
So she says Funny Lady, which in my mind is not correct because I'm looking for Funny Girl. So Raven comes back in and, you know, once again, they're tied. She famously played Fanny Brice in what drama musical?
A Star is Born.
No.
No?
No.
Sorry.
All right. I'm sorry, Teresa. You guys tied today at 3. Man, this would have been a good day for you to take them down. That is very sad. You said Funny Lady. Saying Funny Lady killed it for you, and that makes me sad.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Sorry. Moving on. Tomorrow it's $2,200. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
Oh, I can't be Raven.
And then I realized afterwards when I got a text message, Hi, is this Teresa?
Hello.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi, Anna.
I have to tell you something. I made a mistake. So,
what?
Do you remember when you answered Funny Lady to the last question?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What I didn't know was that Funny Girl had a sequel where Barbara Streisand also played Fanny Brice. So technically, Funny Lady is right, which means you will beat Raven 4-3, which means you win $2,100.
Because Funny Lady was the name of the sequel. Congratulations.
Yes.
What?
Uh-huh.
God is so good. This is a supernatural blessing, I'm telling you. My sister and we were all day, because we love Barbara Streisand. We know the name of her book. We were thinking, oh, they're going to ask the name of the book. It's Barbara. And then we lose on a Barbara Streisand question. Oh, my gosh.
So I had no idea because, I mean, everybody knows Funny Girl. You know, like that's the big movie, Funny Girl. And then somebody had texted in on our text line, Funny Lady was a sequel. And we reviewed the question, and technically you're right, and that means 4-3, this cash is all yours.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, Raven.
If you weren't so happy, I'd be a little bit more bummed out about it.
Well, you know, we're just trying to go past the loss and, you know, go on, and then you guys call me. I thought you were calling me back to ask me what size t-shirt I wanted.
That would have been great.
I'm not answering that call.
Well, this has never happened before.
I'm a funny lady.
I had to call my boss. I was like, Keith, I'm like, I made a mistake. And I'm like, I'm not really sure what to do. He's like, call her and give her the money.
So what do we do now?
You're going to stay on hold. We're going to get all your info and you're going to get this cash. And that means the jackpot's going to reset to $100.
Congratulations,
Teresa.
Oh,
my gosh. Thanks, friend.
And thank you for making Can't Be Raven history as the first time this has ever happened.
She has it made.